In 2004, a UW law student filed an antitrust lawsuit against 24 Madison bars, charging them with price fixing. Under pressure from the city, the bars had agreed to ban drink specials on Friday and Saturday nights in an effort to reduce binge drinking. With the voluntary weekend ban in place, the city council agreed not to vote on a drink special ordinance. Attorney Kevin O'Connor represented the bar owners. He says the ruling makes it clear that when it comes to restricting alcohol sales, such an agreement exempts bars from antitrust laws.
The court, I think, saw that this was an extension of city regulation of local consumption of alcohol.
But no ordinance was ever passed regulating drink specials. And in a scathing dissent, Justice Lewis Butler argues that allowing regulators and businesses to make private deals with no statutory basis is a recipe for future price-fixing problems. And attorney Kay Hunt, who argued the case against the taverns, agrees.
You know, you have a situation where a group gets together and says we're going to price fix because we claim we're getting pressure from some older person. I mean, how do you even figure out what is the law of Madison?
The ruling, written by Justice David Prosser, is a narrow one that appears to exempt only very specific alcohol sales situations like this one. But Hunt and other attorneys fear the ruling may open the door to other city-regulated industries who may want to claim they are price-fixing to avoid regulation. A recent study indicates the drink special ban has had no impact on binge drinking. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.